I want to hear a little bit about what you're doing there in the Congo.
So we arrived in the, at that time it was Zaire in 1994, and there were chimpanzees everywhere. I mean, infant chimps everywhere on sale on the streets. And because I knew the problem, we wanted to start something, but it took years. And in 2006, we founded our NGO JAC, Young Animals Confiscating Through Katanga, in order to stop the trafficking of infant apes crossing the border with Zambia, because we are Lubumbashi, is the second largest city in DRC, and we are 1 hour from the border. And traffickers were using that road for decades to pass chimpanzees illegally to reach South Africa and then rest of the world. So this is why we created a rehabilitation center, a sanctuary, in order to help DRC authorities to confiscate these babies. And we were working with them in partnership, providing a safe place for those confiscated in order one day to release them back to the wild. So it was very complicated beginnings, because early 2006, when we started, 6 months later, they attacked us a first time, setting a fire where the babies were sleeping, and they killed two babies. So it was a horrific beginning, and they killed Jack. The chimps we started with, my kids call him Jack, and of course now you understand better why I call my organization Jack in his memory. Why this traffic? Well, is just terrible what is going on in Africa. The trade has never been so important for gorillas, bonobos, and chimpanzees. People, big mafias around the world, criminal, wildlife criminals are, they are doing this business because it's a huge business. It's the second criminal activity in the world, with more than 23 billion a year. But what is very sad is that for apes, you have to shoot the whole family to get a baby. So you kill between 8 and 10 individuals, plus all the babies who are dying, reaching the final owners, if we can call them owners. And these destinations are today Egypt, Pakistan, Emirates, and China, where rich people, millionaires, they just want to have some fun with a pet, like an ape. And it's completely stupid, of course, because they are not pets, they are wild animals, and chimpanzees are growing very quickly. They are very dangerous animals. And well, another chimp has nearly the power of 4 or 5 men, so it can kill you in 1 second with one hand.
So you've been through a lot already. It's kind of upsetting to think that after you've overcome so much, that you'd be in this sort of position now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they have done to us, 2 weeks ago. And I was not in Congo, so they made that on post. So my wife was alone, and around 3 o'clock in the morning, the 9th of September, they entered the sanctuary, stealing 3 babies that we were just rescuing this year. We rescued 5 baby chimps only in few months. So 1 hour later, my wife received 3 voice messages on WhatsApp and a video showing us the proof that they were alive. And so my wife called me immediately, I will never forget that night at four, half past four, when she called me, because it is the first time ever in the world that they are stealing apes from a sanctuary and asking for ransom. But what is also so sad, so terrible, is that they were threatened her with death. And my kids, who are now living in Belgium, who are teenagers, they were supposed to come on holidays in August. And they said clearly that they were planning to kidnap my own kids. So we are like in a movie now for 2 weeks. You understand what I mean when I say that?
Yeah.
It's just they're asking a huge ransom, six-figure ransoms. And they told us that if we don't pay, they will. I was worried since the beginning, to be honest, because I know that they will not kill them, because if they kill them, then they have nothing. They will lose all the money they were asking. But I was very worried since the beginning about doing something to one baby. And this is what they told us. If we don't pay, they will cut the head of one baby and send us the head.
That's terrifying. Who's going after you and your family and these chimps? What do you know about these people?
Well, unfortunately, we don't know anything. We don't know where to go. We are worried, of course, every day about our lives. Plus the other animals in our care. You know, we have more than 100 primates, including chimps and monkeys, guinons, in our care. So all the staff is worry also. I don't know how we can continue, you know, fighting against all these traffickers. They have so much money, and they are ready to do, you know, everything they can to get their what they want. And and we are not the only ones. You know, this is something people, and I think this is why it's so important to have you, the media. You know, how many people risking their lives every day in the world? Mm-hmm. And in Africa, especially, you know, for protecting wildlife, and this is becoming a war, you know, against these people, you know, and because you still have, you know, stupid people in the world who still buying ivory, rhino horns, scales of pangolins, baby apes, everything. So I think this is something, and I hope with this story. Because this is what we hope, that we bring much more attention to the world about what is going on with these mafias, you know, just destroying Africa, the biodiversity of Africa, just stealing the animals from the wild. And you know, every year you will hear on DRC that rangers have been killed. So it's a risky thing, you know, conservation and RC is a tough one. It's so huge country with so incredible animals, native animals, and of course is a big target for this kind of business.
It has to be frustrating to not have really any repercussion. To not know who to go to as far as authority is concerned, you know, to just feel like you're responsible for figuring this out on your own, which it sounds like you're doing everything you can to do that. Yet you have your family who I'm sure you're concerned about. all the time, not to mention these chimpanzees. What has been done up to this point? Have you sought any sort of assistance?
Well, we don't have we are completely alone. Plus, we have to keep going things, so we can't walk, we can't sit in front of a computer, because I mean we still need to fundraise for the day life of the sanctuary. The staff, of course, is terrorized because authorities came and are doing their investigation. So they arrest people from the staff. So my wife, plus everything we have, she has to run the sanctuary every day from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock at night. We change all the locks. My wife is doing everything. So we are 16 years back. Me, I am working with all media, because now there is a lot of attention on this story on the wall, so I am pushing as far as I can, that it can make kind of pressure to bring these babies back. And every night we are, because what I didn't tell you is that people, when they attacked the sanctuary, they stole 5 babies, because we actually have 5 babies. And when my wife arrived there at the sanctuary, we find two babies hiding behind the kitchen. They were terrorized. So we believe that they were planning to steal the whole babies. And we strongly believe that these babies were making so much noise that they decide not to take them. So we are bringing the babies every day. They sleep with us in my bedroom, because we are so scared that they will come again and take these two. And of course, for myself and my wife, my kids, I'm not very worried, because they are in Europe, in Belgium. But you never know, as you said, we don't know who is behind. We don't know if it's connected with international mafia, or the only thing which is very clear, and they say that on the messages, they want to destroy me. They want to destroy my NGO, because we are disturbing this huge people's trade, confiscating, thanks to the authorities, the babies which are so valuable for them. We are disturbing, and doing what we are doing, we are not making friends.
Why have the authorities stepped in and disrupted your staff?
Well, because everybody is suspect, of course. So they are running their own investigations. But of course, we lost members of our staff, so we have to do everything when they are not there. So we are waiting them to come back, but of course, imagine how they must be, because it's why is it 2 people from the staff? I think it was an evidence since the beginning that somebody from inside is involved, because we didn't find any evidence of broken doors or locks, so they just opened the lock with the key. To store it seems these animals are so attached to the people they trust. They will never go in the arms of somebody they don't know. So we know that they drug them. They use drugs to sedate the chimps. We believe they put some food and they put the drugs inside. But authorities suspect that, of course, somebody from inside, with people from outside, of course, are implicated. Because at least to do what they have done, they need at least 5 people to do what they have done. That's it.
So you said that you're waiting for the authorities to get back. Your wife's running the NGO. What are you doing? What's next? Obviously, you're not planning on paying the ransom, right? So what do you do?
No, we can't do that, unfortunately, because, you know, if we do that, well, they can do it 2 months later. Then regarding our platform, because we are 23 sanctuaries in Africa, everywhere in more than 14 countries, all doing the same with different species. So if we do so, we can create a precedent that can affect our friends in other countries. So yes, we are just waiting. Days are passing. We have absolutely no news from them, because they said that also if we don't pay, they will cross borders with Zambia. They will sell them to some traffickers. But of course, we don't know if all this is true. So we try to, so we don't sleep at night. Is a nightmare about what, as you said, where to find the energy to continue doing what we started 16 years ago. Because, you know, like everybody, there is a limit. And so we are strong people, of course, because if not, we never created what we created years ago. But threatened my family with death. I mean, this is something, you know, ask it for a ransom for these babies. We put some videos already on our social media, and the first one you can see how they attach the bigger one like a prisoner. You know, this world is becoming crazy. I don't know what people, I don't know. Because sometimes, you know, always people say, oh, animals, like they are, you know, they are like animals. But what kind of animal can do that? There is no animal who can do that. No. And we are supposed to be the humanity. And now it's complicated to go back to a normal life. So we don't have even time to eat. We are always on our phones. Each time my phone is ringing, I'm looking at my phone to see if I receive a picture, a message. Or, no, it's a it's tough, and at the same time, of course, where we find the energy is in the animals. You know, all the 100 animals we have in our care, we can't abandon them. If we abandon them, they will die. So nobody is going to feed them, to protect them. So it's a good thing to have these animals who are still giving us the energy, the power to continue. But at the same time, we are like hostage with our project. You know, we can't stop. We can't let the country. So yes, it's the only time they have is when I'm going to sleep. And thanks God, I don't have any problems with that. My wife, she can't. So she's taking drugs for 2 weeks now. But the morning, each morning I wake up, is I have like 1-2 seconds and 3 seconds it's not a nightmare, it's unfortunately the reality. And you have to wake up, you have to stand, you have to continue, you have to fight, because of course we are not abandoned, because if we abandon, these people will win, and they will never win. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit with a lot of emotion as you can imagine.
That's understandable. What can we do? What can people do who see this and who are also affected by what they're hearing and your emotion?
Thank you so much. We are trying to put the most pressure we put on these people. I mean, regarding social media, I think this is the best thing to do, because there is nothing else we can do, unfortunately, to put pressure on pressure internationally for people, presidents of every country, especially the ones where the babies are going, pressure, you know, with government and the one in US is one of the most important, of course, with, you know, all these customs, traffic, and I know a lot of people are working on that, but it's not enough. You know, how people in 2022 can take on planes, on boats, alive apes or other kind of wildlife, to sell them to China or other countries. How this is possible, you know, with all the controls, with all the technology we have all over the planet, that we're still having this traffic going on. And we must stop that. So the only way to stop it is really to make awareness about that. And I take also the profit that I am with you, and thank you so much for that. I am addressing this message because in America there are so many different states with so many different laws, and when we are in Africa seeing that in some states it's still legal in the US to buy a chimp, to have a chimp as a pet, and of course they are not coming from Africa. People are breeding chimpanzees in America just to have a fun. In some states you can hire a chimp for a birthday, and these people are promoting on TikTok, all social media, you know, all these animals, and they have hundreds of thousands of likes, which is not correct. You know, things have to change internationally. People have to understand that chimpanzees is an endangered species, is completely protected by laws, and is not your property, is not your pet, is born to be wild. And of course, we are reinforcing security. We try to do what we can, so we are trying to buy cameras, logs, hiring more people with weapons to protect the sanctuary. So of course, all this is costing a lot of money, because everything is so expensive in Congo. So yes, everybody who can help with us to reinforce security and to follow us on social media, to put pressure, you know, as I said, to any single government in this world, because these animals are going to die. These animals are going to disappear in the next, you know, all scientifics in the world are very clear about that. In the next 15 years, greatly disappeared in the wild. So, you know, extinct. They are our closest relatives. So I mean, how we can destroy our own kinds, if I can say that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I don't know. I wanted to make sure that there was nothing else that I hadn't asked you or that you'd like to say.
We forgot also is that they attacked us in 2006, killing these two babies. But in 2015, they also attacked us a second time. And they completely burned and destroyed our liquidation center. Because we are not only rescuing lives, fighting against traffickers and trying to put these animals back to the wild. We are also bringing a lot of our awareness and doing a lot of education, especially for the kids. And we have wonderful place at JAG where kids can come, schools are coming, so we can teach them how important it is to protect their wildlife for the future. And they came and they completely burned everything.
So this is the third attack? The third?
The second. The first one was the two babies they burnt in the fire. The second was the set of the fire at the education center. And now, okay, you know, the kidnapping is the third one.